92.9 and 96.5 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
If you're a smartphone owner, you need to know about this. Thousands of smartphone applications in both the Apple and Google online stores have been found to contain computer code developed by a technology company called Pushwoosh. They represent themselves as being based in the United States, but they're actually Russian. This was discovered by the technical team at the CDC, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. They contracted with Pushwoosh to develop several new apps and quickly found out the company is based in Russia. That got them nervous. They cited security concerns and canceled the contract. The U.S. Army also had a contract with Pushwoosh to develop a new app for soldiers, and that was canceled too. Now, the Pushwoosh website claims that they don't collect sensitive information. And to be fair, so far, there's no evidence that they've behaved inappropriately. But extensive research on them has shown that they do collect user data, including precise geolocations and other stuff from phones, which could create quite an invasion of privacy and maybe even identity theft. And I'm sure that if somebody offered them the right amount of money, they'd hand it all over. Everybody's got a price. We all know Russia has a really bad reputation when it comes to this stuff, so it's really better to be safe. You might want to uninstall some of those photo-modifying apps that give people the big googly eyes. You don't really need that in your phone. And the problem with this company is that they've got pretty deep roots here in the colonies. Major businesses, even government agencies, are using some piece of software developed by these people, and Pushwoosh code has been found embedded in at least 8,000 apps in the Google and Apple stores, which makes me question the filtering process at Google and Apple. How are they letting this stuff get past their people and into our phones? That's very extremely not cool.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons, and get random notes from around the planet on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.